I'm Ray Michaels. It's Ozarks Outdoors. And man, this is exciting because we're going to turn you on to some stuff you probably don't know that's happening right here in your own neck of the woods. Sir, introduce yourself.
Hi, my name is Matt Taylor. I'm the operations director for Fellows Lake LLC, which is a division of Watershed Committee of the Ozarks. We run and maintain the recreational area out at Fellows Lake.
And I have been out there several times. I've had that sticker on my fishing boat more than once. So I have experienced it myself. However, I understand there's a lot of cool things that have happened, and if you haven't been to Fellows Lake in the last few years, you haven't been. Is that right?
It's a pretty much a different lake. The puddle's still the same, but everything around it's getting a lot shinier, nicer, and really exciting.
That's cool. Well, we'll get into all that, but real quickly, we want to start off. Tell us a little bit about yourself, where you're from, how you got hooked up with Fellows Lake, how that came about.
I was born here in Springfield, Missouri. My family is St. Louis natives. Dad transferred down with Frisco in 62, and I was born a couple years after that. So there's pictures of me at 1 year old in a playpen out on that lake.
Oh, no.
And so my family's pretty big on outdoors and such. When I was 10, I learned to sail on the lake, and then I've paddled out there and sailed and fished out there for my entire life, pretty much. I lived in Louisiana for 16 years and moved back in 2016. And at that time, I started paddling at the lake. It was still being operated by private contractors, but I still had a great, great passion for Fellows. Springfield boy came home again, was retired, and kind of got sucked into getting involved with this little project out here.
Well, that's exciting. And when you say paddling, be more specific to what you're talking about.
Okay, so I'm an avid kayaker, distance kayaker. So I've got a few kayaks, and I would go out to Fellows to either fish or just exercise and try and row the 40-plus miles of shoreline.
Yeah, see, because you're giving us all that shop talk there for people that kayak would know that a paddler is, or a canoe. Well, for us guys that, you know, have outboard motors on the back of our boats, we need a little help with that.
Gotcha. No, yeah, paddling. That's one of my sports as well as sailing.
We got to talk about, first of all, the improvements.
The lake's primary purpose is Springfield's drinking supply water. It was built in 1956 by the Springfield Water Company, which then in 57 sold the lake operation to the city of Springfield. At that time, the city of Springfield created an ordinance where the operation was given to city utilities. Fast forward. I think CU operated it as a private entity themselves for a few years and realized they're a utility, not a marina. So at that time, they started leasing it to private individuals to operate the marina and the recreation side. That went on for years and years and years. And then in 2017-ish, I believe, they had to do an inspection on the dock. And the inspector basically said the duct tape, bubblegum, and baling wire had done its job because it had been built in 56. So at that time, they decided when the lease was up with the previous operators, they would open it up for people to bid with a brand new dock installed. The store was moved up to the top of the hill. So when they did that, some of the people on the board and some of the other partners in the community that were involved with it recognized, hey, all the infrastructure out here is from 56. Mm-hmm. So they created a master plan, and you can see it on our website. We'll get you some information on that later. What the master plan includes is a visitor center with classrooms, not dissimilar to the boathouse out at Lake Springfield. The store will be located on the shoreline just across from the dock where the gangway is. New kayak launches, accessible trails, another accessible fishing dock. Kiwanis is raising $250,000 for accessible ADA-compliant playgrounds. All new concrete. Permanent toilets, finally, for those that have been out there. No more porta-potties.
Wow.
So it's a pretty ambitious plan, and it was made possible by all of our partners here. City Utilities, Ozark Greenways, Trail Springs, Conservation Department, Greater Ozarks Audubon Society is involved. Ozark Mountain Paddlers. We have a huge network of community-based partners that are just dedicated to the vision of what we can do out there.
What was so great for me as a fisherman, it's right on the edge of town. I could slip out there in the afternoon after work. I'm not going to have quite a success I might have at a large reservoir, but I still had a great time. Great way to get out on the water.
The nice thing, it's for most people in town, it's no more than 17 minutes door to dock. So when they formed this new plan and partnership with Watershed Committee of the Ozarks, which is my parent organization, part of the main drive was to build a single track, multi-use hike, bike, and run trails around the entire 900 or so acres that surround the lake. Right now, we have 26-ish, right about 25 and a half miles completed. They're spectacular. They're real easy for beginners, and there's more technical loops for the more advanced riders. I've been on most of them. I wish I could say I've done them all. I just seems like the lake takes a little more time than you think.
Yeah, and so I discovered those hiking trails and really put those to use myself during the COVID lockdown and just enjoy a little quiet time at the lake.
Trails, we have one little section we're still working on funding for, and that, if you come out to the shop, I'll show you a map, what we're going to be doing. But yeah, that was done, Ozark Greenways and Trail Springs together started constructing and building the trail system. They pretty much did their grand opening completion thing earlier this summer. The trails, they hired three different companies, so each trail has a different flavor to it, and the way the companies designed and built the trails. Beautiful vistas, easy to walk. The people have been very respectful. And being spread out, there's multiple trailheads, so you don't feel like you're tripping all over each other like some of our other trails can be on busy weekends and such.
This is a gem that's right here on the edge of town that's already cool, but getting much nicer, right?
It is. And what we discovered with the City Utilities Partnership is that the COVID, like you found the trails then, mm-hmm. everybody started flocking to the outdoors. Mm-hmm. And what they were recognizing is there was a huge spike in the non-motorized, in other words, canoes, kayaks, paddle craft, getting permitted. They were like, okay, we need to, instead of looking at this as a private entity, partner with a community entity so that the mission is of protecting the water. Watershed Committee was formed in 84, and that has been our job since we were formed, is cleaning up the Little Sac Watershed, which creates Fellows Lake. So it only seemed logical that we would come on board to use that as a touch point. Something that one of the directors with us has always said, that if you get somebody passionate about an activity that involves something you're passionate about, be it water, woods, nature, birds, if they become passionate about, then they become the ambassadors and the stewards of what you're trying to protect. So the silent sports, the paddling, the hiking, the biking, gets them passionate about this area that we're trying to preserve, protect, and make available to everybody for generations.
And so for us, though, that are, you know, maybe more fishermen than anything else, we're still in this game too, right?
Oh, definitely.
With that marina improvements and the dock improvements, man, I can't wait to get back out there.
The lake has a few regulations, 40 horsepower limit. The lake is open 365 days a year, 7 days a week. The gates open at sunrise and close at sunset. For those of you that like to push the time limits, the gates close and lock at sunset.
Well, you know the better fishing's early in the morning than late in the evening, right?
When I do sweeps occasionally to clear out the lake when we're trying to go home, I will have anglers that know the route I take, and they'll get that last cast. And then they'll rip on up ahead, and they'll get that last cast. And I literally will follow them all the way back to the ramp before I park the boat.
That's great.
No, the angling programs out there, Conservation Department maintains, stocks, monitors. We get weekly reports of the dissolved oxygen, turbidity, where the thermocline is, and we post that on the wall at the shop. Most of my staff are avid anglers. As a fluger and a distributor of tackle, I have some really nice gear, but as it happened to David Redfern in the movie Jeremiah Johnson, I'm in the creek and Black Claw says, "You fish poorly." I'm that guy. I fish poorly. A lot of my regulars, I have guys that show up there when we get there at 6 or 6:30, depending on when sunrise is, that are waiting at the gate. They'll go out and fish for 2 hours before they go into work.
Are you taking applications?
Careful what you wish for. I have an older couple that's retired. They are avid kayakers, and they never get skunked. They send me pictures. They've caught catfish, and they've caught walleye. They've caught, and we have muskie. So it's really cool lake. Conservation is very active. We did a muskie clinic, and we're going to put on another one for a smaller group where we take individuals from the community, do a 2-hour online version, and then take them out on our boats with guides and conservation agents, show them how to catch muskie. We're going to try and put on a panfish so we can do the crappie and the perch. It is very strong, and it's not just fishing. There are, I think it's 2 deer season, 2 turkey seasons, and then we have waterfowl. There are still duck blinds out there, and these are all managed hunts with the Conservation Department.
I'm sure there's a lot of hunters right there that just like me, just opened their eyes and went, what? They have no idea that that's happening there.
There's the adult hunt. There's a youth. There's 2 youth hunts. There's a youth turkey, an adult turkey. Obviously, we're shooting with bows. And then the waterfowl season, I believe it's the whole month of January. It is available on the Missouri Conservation Department's website.
Wow, very informative. So many people don't realize what a cool thing they've got right here on the edge of town, including myself. So I got to thank you for being in here. We've covered a lot already, but we've got a lot more, right?
Yeah, there's a few more things I'd like to share with you.
All right. Well, it's coming up here in part 2 of this podcast. You're listening to Ozarks Outdoors on 105.1 The Bull.